5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Discovery, go at throttle up.
Discovery, Houston, press to ATO.
All right, everybody, if you live in Hamilton County, you have nothing to fear anymore. Why do I say that? Because the mask mandate is a success. Matter of fact, let me read you the article from foxchattanooga.com. Headline reads, Hamilton County Task Force calls mask mandate a success, addresses need for hospital staffing. Hamilton County's Joint Coronavirus Task Force is calling the countywide mask mandate a success. In a meeting on Tuesday, officials say they're seeing widespread compliance. They also say their enforcement officers have also not issued any mask violation citations. And I continue. At the same time, officials say they're seeing a troubling trend as COVID-19 cases continue to grow in the county. This prompted them to limit public gatherings to 10 in public access areas. Related story, senior resident dies of COVID-19. 141 new cases reported even as active cases drop. So, we solved the problem. We have solved the problem. Wear a mask. It's going to change everything. So, what success has it had that nobody's got a citation? Well, I wouldn't call that a success because the sheriff of Hamilton County and the chief of Chattanooga Police both publicly said that they would not enforce the mandate. So, that's not a success for you. You don't get that one. What's the other success? Oh, yeah. Widespread compliance. Yeah, I get it. Everybody's being compliant, doing what they're told. And that is not true. The mask mandate has caused divide and anger amongst the community. People are literally getting physical violent with other people because they're asked to put a mask on. Now, I've stated from the beginning that I'm totally against the mandate, but I'm not in favor of resorting to physical violence. Oh, for any reason. So, success number one, they got compliance. And success number two is them saying that, oh, hey, look, everybody's done such a good job that we haven't had to give out one single citation. No. It's because the sheriff and the chief said that they're not going to do that, but that they would not enforce the mandate. So see how it it gets flipped around. Our enforcement officers haven't They have not had to give one single citation. That's how good of a job Hamilton County's doing. Come on, man. Seriously? Oh, but let's not forget, the numbers are still going up. So, what's the truth here? Masks don't work. You can read it on the packaging of the mask. This mask does not prevent the spread of the coronavirus. What is COVID-19? A coronavirus. What's a coronavirus? It's a cold. What is COVID-19? It's a cousin to the common cold. It has a 99.84% recovery rate. But yet, we're going to mandate that you wear a mask, even though they don't work. I mean, okay, think about it. Like I said, on the package of your medical mask, it states this mask does not prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Now, that is a medical mask. If that medical mask is useless with coronavirus, do you really think the bandanas and the little neck sleeves that you can just pull it up over your nose, you really think that's doing anything? The things that people are wearing around their neck and they can pull up over their face and on top of their head and all that, those were made for sports. I mean, that's what it's made for. It's not made to defend you from the coronavirus. Neither is a Band-Aid. I mean, not a Band-Aid. A bandana. It's the same effect. Bandanas were not made to be medical masks. So, with that information, why are we doing a mandatory mask? Oh, let me tell you about this. This is on the Chattanooga Times Free Press from today. Headline reads, average new COVID-19 cases in Chattanooga begin upward trend as Hamilton County announces 46th death. Let's read a little bit more. The number of people now in intensive care units with COVID-19 remained at a record high Tuesday as the Hamilton County Health Department announced the 46th local death from the virus. The death, a white man more than 81 years old, is the 16th death this month, surpassing June as the deadliest month for the virus since the pandemic began. On Tuesday, the health department reported 85 hospitalizations, including 30 people in intensive care, along with 141 new infections, bringing the county to a total of 5,203. Hospitalizations have come under increased focus by local leaders in recent weeks as discussions have resumed about possible overflow sites if hospital capacity is reached. That's today. And yesterday, the amazing Hamilton County COVID-19 Task Force claims that wearing a mask is a success. One more time, let me go back up here. On Tuesday, the health department reported 85 hospitalizations, including 30 people in intensive care, along with 141 new infections, bringing the county total to 5,203. How is the mask mandate a success? And I mean, I just love the fact that they want to flip it around and make it look like everybody is doing such a great job that officers have not had to give any citations, when we know good and well that on July the 10th, when the mandate went into effect, that Hamilton County Sheriff and the Chief of Chattanooga Police both said they are not enforcing the mandate. You've got zero citations because the cops don't want to waste their time enforcing a mandate that is bogus. But it's a success. Anybody that thinks not wearing a mask isn't helping, or wearing a mask isn't helping, whatever. If you think that people are crazy for not wearing a mask, double check yourself. Read the information on the package that you got your mask. But you're not going to get any kind of information from the mask, the people that are making masks at home, you know, those cute ones that match your outfit or your favorite comic book character or some new meme on it. Yeah, those are really, really preventing the spread of COVID-19. There's no data that they can use to say that the last 18 days of a mask mandate has been successful. That is absolute garbage. Oh, and hey, before I forget, even Dr. Fauci is predicting an increase in positive test results in Tennessee, Kentucky, and other states. But the masks are working. The masks are working. But wait now. There's more. There's more success story with wearing a mask. COVID-19 infections jumped 33% in just 10 days among Tennessee children. 10 days. We've been under the mandate for 18. 33% jump. The masks are working. I can't stress it enough. Okay, let's do one more. Tennessee surpasses 100,000 COVID cases and 1,000th death on same day. Because the masks are working. Percent recovery rate. How did they even come up with this story? I mean, you had nothing to go on. Nothing. And the key thing that stands out to me in that entire press conference is how they say not one enforcement officer has had to give a single violation. It's because the cops have better things to do with their day. It is not because people are being compliant. We all know that. But make sure you go on Amazon and order you a new mask tonight. Get you one with the unicorns and rainbows. I don't even know what else to say. All right. That's going to be it for today. If you would like to hit me up, please feel free to. You can reach me at sorryfornotbeingsorry77@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook. And we are now on most podcast platforms. But we are definitely on iTunes and Spotify. Please be sure to hit the subscribe button. And that's it. I hope you guys have a good one, and we'll talk to you soon.